Oh, man, is that a groovy little soul sound there? Yes, that's Wilson Pickett back there by Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells and 6345-79. Brian, what do you
think?
A
swinging disc. That's I like that one, yeah.
Is that what you call them over there, swinging disc?
Yeah, that's what they're...
I mean, you don't call it stacks of wax?
It's a groovy, yeah. It's,
hey, I got to tell you something. Here's a funny thing. I don't know how the disc jockeys sound in England now, because I realize it's rather relatively, not relatively, it is a new profession. A whole
it is indeed, yeah.
New profession has opened up in England, something we've had over here for 30 or 40 years now. But I wonder if there are guys, disc jockeys in England, certain guys who fall into a pattern, maybe some disc jockeys who are not quite as good as others, or the more popular disc jockeys,
yeah.
Who fall into speech patterns, and who say things like, well, I'll give you an example. One of the very first disc jockeys I ever heard, and I can use his name because he won't hear this. I know he won't hear this. He lives somewhere around Albany, New York, and I know he's no longer on radio or in broadcasting in any connection. And his name was Jack Dugan, and he was the first guy I ever heard, you know, when I was going to a bigger station.
Yeah.
And he used to open a show every night with the same thing. He would say exactly, hi there, this is your old DJ, J.D., between the turntables and behind the mic with a head-high stack of big ones for you and yours. That was his opening every night in the week, and I was like, man, change it, do something different, you know, you drive me out of my bird.
Well, there's a few like that on Radio London, but,
Oh, zap, what a put down. Where's the boo, Bobby? I'm waiting for you, man. A little late. Canner, pull it, man. Cut him off there. You're fired, Canner, I want to tell you right now. I'm going to fire you, man. Get ready. All right, I'm sorry there. Strong union. You got a raise, okay? Cool? Oh, okay. That's Bob Canner, my genius boy engineer. He's only 17 years old, looks 53. Wait, look at him. It really is. It's kind of wild. He's a good engineer, though, and he's a guest. I kid him a lot, but then again, he kids me a lot. He throws me zingers there. Do you do what we do here? Now, as you notice, you're sitting here with me in the studio. I don't spin the records.
No, yeah, we spin the records.
You can see
records.
That. You
yeah.
guys do.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do it on the ship? How do you spin records? What if it's kind of rocky or something?
Well, the pickup arms are...
Have a lot of dead air, don't you?
Yeah. No, they're balanced in oil, and they move with the motion of the ship. You sort of lose records occasionally. I've done a...
Only if it gets a little bit rough.
Yeah. But only if you get a bump. And yep. It usually happens when we get our supply boat comes alongside, smack, and there, off she goes. Hmm. I've done a show sitting on the floor of the studio once.
Bombed out of your mind,
year, yeah.
Huh? Bombed out of your mind. I heard that about you. I wasn't going to tell you.
Ronan.
No, I wasn't going to say it. I won't tell Ronan that Brian Vaughn drinks. Forget it there, man.
We're both Irish.
Would I give you away? That's not your hang-up. That's okay. That's his. No, I have never met Ronan. I saw him here on a TV show called Tell the Truth. I had done the show actually a day before, and I kind of got interested in the show because, hey, well, I've been a star on that show. And here he is now, Ronan O'Reilly. And he looks like a groovy guy with great ideas, really. I kid him a lot. I kid a lot of people, including myself.
Hmm.
But, you know, the idea...
About 24 looks about... Like Bob, 87, you know.
Oh, really?
But he's a swinging guy.
I don't know, Brian. You've got a lot of courage here. You got to go back there. I don't.